middle of last month, Machavusa had a hole in his roof, and he went and evaluated how much it cost to go fix his roof. So Arab came to estimate him. Estimate cost him 4,300 shekels. A Yid came and said it cost to fix it 6,000 shekels. 700 shekel difference. Price. So the Arab can charge over here cheaper because the cost of living is cheap, for that reason they don't pay taxes, or it's of course cheap to live here for them. So it was 700 shekel difference. So he went to Rav and to see what to do with. You let him take an Arab worker, which is much cheaper, or take the Yid. So the shadows are based on this expression in Perichofei and Pasuk Yudala. The Pasuk says, V'chi simku mimku la misecho, oikonoi miyad misecho. When you sell to misecho, you buy from misecho. It says, Rashi brings down the Torah's koinim, that when you have a choice who to buy from or who to sell from, Menai kshat moicho moicho liyisroel chavarecho, tamalem v'chi simku mimku la misecho, la misecho amish itcho b'torah mitzvahs. Someone who's with you in Torah mitzvahs, that's the person you sell to. Or when you come to buy, you have a choice to buy from a Yid or from a Goy. Then you come to buy from the Yid, because why Lami Secha, the Pasuk says, Amen She'idcha B'Torah mitzvahs. So how far is this Chiv of buying from you sell over a Goy? Is it a Chiv? Is it a mitzvah? Is it Hefz Mubo? Hefz Mu'it? Do we hold of it? So the Tatmimah on the Pasuk says a Yechidish. It says when the Pasuk means Ami Secha, Amen She'idcha B'Torah mitzvahs, he writes in Ois Pei Gimel. That means Zafka, someone who is not B'nai Yishuv V'derech Eretz. Meaning someone, in those times, the going then might was right, they were barbarians, and their strength won, they were Genghis Khan, strength won. That's the means Am Shidcha B'Torah Mitzvah, they had no rules or regulations. They were not B'nai Yishuv V'derech Eretz. Mashengeni writes, Goyim Zman Hazeh are all Nichol and Am Yisecha, every single Goy is Nichol and Am Yisecha, and this whole thing doesn't apply. You can buy from a Yid and a Goy just as even, because they're all Nichol, Zman Hazeh and Am Yisecha. Chiddush. So I once wrote this to a Kovitz on Lashon Hara, saying, "Before couldn't touch me, was is it the right to say Lashon Hara Nagoy?" Because the Pasuk says, "Lo yisilek lochol ba'amecho." The Chavetz Chaim in Parches writes, "Amecho means Am she'idcho b'Torah mitzvahs." And he said, "Lo fukah b'koyis." But according to me, we're going with nichol amisecho on nichol Am she'idcho b'Torah mitzvahs. Before is it the right to say Lashon Hara Nagoy? According to this touch me. So they go back to me and told me, "No, it's the censors put in. This touch me is not true. It's the censors." So I go back before the Tartmimah says it over here once. He writes it again in Anastavon and Ois Kumbav. He writes it again in Pashim Mishpotim by Re'echo. He writes it a fourth time in this Pirush and Pirkei Avos and Parakimul Mishnei Dalit. This din that when it says Am She'idcho B'Torah Mitzvahs means Lachukei is someone who's not in the Yishuv V'Derech Eretz, who does not follow laws or regulations. And the Tartmimah each time he quotes the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Babakamah that Lam Zaynum Beis that says. This Indian, the B'nai Yishuv V'derech Eretz, means that's a person who's not Nichol Me'echa. And so Tachmimah who did not Nichol Me'echa. Chur Tachmimah learns that this is about Me'echa, but Zman is a Goyim on Nichol it, and you can buy from Yid as equal, as much as you want, just like from a Goy. It's similar, there seems to be a Yisma also does the same thing in Chosh Mishpat, Simon Reish Chav Ches, by Nos Tavarim. And also the words of Amisecha, that you let have Nos Tavarim to Amisecha, he also says B'nai Yishuv V'derech Eretz, same words. So the shell is lalocho, to be passing life is taught to me, or we don't, the machmir. So the Ramon Shuva, the Ramon has a Shuva in Simon Yud. It seems in history that the printing press was developed in the 1400s, so in the year 1455 they printed their first book, which is the Chumash, the Torah. And afterwards they saw work, they started printing swarms. By 1480s the way they printed the Rambam, and in the Yad they printed the Moreh Nevuchim. 1490s, they printed the Kolpoy, they printed the Avud Avram. By the end of the time of the Rishonim, they already were printing Svarim. That's in the 1400s, the end of the Rishonim. Then in the 1500s, the printing presses were all around for everyone. And the Maram Mipadeva, he said it's time to fix up the Rambam. They had Rambams in print, except there were a lot of mistakes. They're either the Ksav Yad had mistakes, or the first the printers made mistakes. They want to fix up the Rambam. So the Maram Mipadeva, one of the Gdolei Achronim, he decided he's going to make the Frankel Rambam in this time. Make the perfect Rambam. It took a lot of time, a lot of effort, and he printed the perfect Rambam. What happened? A Goy, an Oral Echad, decided he's going to print also Rambam. Why? Why is a Goy printing Rambam? Just lahachas against Rambam Padova. Just so he should lose money. He took the old prints and printed them also, which is much cheaper. So they went to the Ramon, which Rambam should we buy? Should we buy the old prints? Or should we buy the new prints, the Frankel Rambams, which is much more expensive, or the old Rambams, which are much more cheaper? So first, the Ramah starts off in Truman, so Simon Yod is saying that the din of the Hilchos Mamonis that apply to a Goyim apply to Yisrael, the same equal to the Halachos of Dinei Mamonis, which is the Chiddush, to our place to speak about this, Chelek of the Ramah. What he goes on saying, the Muhammad Padua, his Rambam that he printed has no mistakes at all. He gives us Kama that whatever I know the Frank Rambam fixed, because he writes not true, but there are no mistakes in this Rambam anymore. He's mistaken every single mistake. He gives a very nice Kama. Then he goes on saying, what should we do? Which Rambam should you buy? The new one or the old one? So he makes four sages. He says four Gedorim of when to buy from one person over another. His first Yisoid, he writes in the Hilchos of Asagas Kvul, he brings down the Gemara Babasso, Dov Chafa Aleph, and Beis, he quotes Avhuna. Avhuna says, when a person in a Mavoy, he opens up a store, or puts a mill in his Mavoy, and somebody else comes and puts his mill or store over there, it's also Asagas Kvul. So Mahogi the person, we pass in that way or not. The Amor says, we certainly pass in that way if it's Bari Ezeka. If it's certainly going to cause a loss to a person, then certainly it's Issa Asagas Kvul, Lukuli Alma. Rifi writes, the Rambams, the new Rambams, Maram Padva's Rambams, which is much more expensive, and you see in the store two Rambams, you're going to buy the more expensive one over the cheaper one? No, you're not going to buy the more expensive one. Therefore, it's a Bari Hezeka to the Maram Padva. What was the difference in price? It says the difference in price is a coin called Zahav, coin in those times. How much is that? So this Kovitz in Lakewood, he says, he went back in history and checked up, the coin was called a golden coin, and weighed 3.5 grams of in gold, which he writes in 1998 was about $40. Now I assume it's a little bit more, it's a recession, but the difference in price in the Rambams was $40, and says, as a Sagar school, it's you have to buy from the Rambam Padua, and you're not allowed to buy from this oral this guy. That's one Yisoid. The second Yisoid he writes,
the money depends on the portion, shouldn't
it? Shouldn't
be
tied on how much? By Sagar, I think it from year to go. Some this as a Sagar school, there's no chilek. I know there's no color first. So I'm just, well, you make me lose money, and you have no, so you want to open the stores.
$40 is not how much, depending on how much
you call it,
what's it going to
go? I'm sorry? You're causing me to lose, and no one's going to buy at all any of my Rambams. No one's going to buy his Rambam, because it's $40 difference. One guy has a Rambam $100, one has $60, no one's going to buy $100. I mean, he printed all these Rambams, no one's going to buy any of them. So he's making Bar Ezekiel all his money. That's what he writes in the first, you saw it. No, Midas Rezeka. Okay, Midas Rebach is Machoikis, and I think we make it rather. And Bismarck is we're making. We let people open up store, one store next to another store if it's Midas Rebach. That we do let. In one city, if they both live in the same city. But by Rezeka, that we're Machoikis. That's what Amos is Mukulianmo. The second side he writes is that. Let's say it was a Talmud Chacham versus Yisrael. Not a great print of the Rambam, but let's say a Talmud Chacham versus Yisrael. You have to buy from a Talmud Chacham over Yisrael. Stop, you have two people. One person, one store is owned by Talmud Chacham, one store is owned by Yisrael. So he brings two Gemaras, one Gemara Babas, and Chavezim and Aleph. The Gemara says, when Timi Menardoi came on the boat, he was traveling, he took with him Gregris, and he wanted to sell the Gregris. The Reish Galusa sent to Rava to go see if he's a Talmud Chacham. Rav found out he's a Talmud Chacham, and therefore he said, no one else can sell anything until the Talmud Chacham sells first. Because it's passing the Chosh Mish, but Simukuf and Vav, Talmud Chacham has something to sell, or Yisrael, we do not let Yisrael sell something, and the Talmud Chacham sells first. Talmud Chacham goes first. There's another Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says, the Talmud Chacham says, surely Tigre Veresha, that I can go online first. We must have the wisdom of Korah, because Bnei Dovah Kohenim. The children of David say they're Kohanim. The Gemara is Bnei Dovah were not Kohanim, they're from Shevet Yehuda. The Gemara answers that a Talmud Chacham has a din of a Kohen. Just like a Kohen is Levarach Rishon, Lita Mono Yop Rishon, Levarach, Lita Mono. All three, the three things first. Who din a Talmud Chacham, the same things, same thing, he also gets all the miles of a Kohen. And just like a Kohen, he's Lita Mono Yop Rishon. Who din a Talmud Chacham has a right to sell his thing first. Therefore, the Amos says, Lalacha, there's a chiv to let the Talmud Chacham sell something before Yisrael. Therefore, even if this oil was Yisrael, Talmud Chacham sells this Rambam first. You know what I'm saying? L'chur, this is the din be'ikah and the merchah has no right to sell those things. But l'chur, we'll be l'chur together, we should only buy from the Talmud Chacham and not from this oil. L'chur, a nafkmino, nafkmino with manazer is kiddur, let's say the Chavetz Chaim, he had a grocery store, everyone knows. So he was a Talmud Chacham, but he was a coin. The Gemara says a coin goes first and Talmud Chacham goes first. He wrote down that way Lalochos, in the Minchas Yitzchok, in Chelik Beis, with Sam Sofer, and Droshes, that the Lalocha, the Talmud Chacham, and the coin go first, even if it's more expensive, because this case is more expensive. So let's say Talmud Chacham, he has a store, Chavetz Chaim has a store, he's a Talmud Chacham, and the coin, rather you have to buy from him first for another person. B'chur and Yeshiva, let's say he was a Talmud Chacham, was not, without different money changers in yeshiva. There's one guy that's outside, Minasarim, there's a guy that's Noshim, there's Spitzer, the second Seder, and the Menachem Eisenstein, he exchanges money in yeshiva also. Somebody who knows who he is. He, besides being I think he's a Kohen, but he's also Tam Chacham. He has a shul, he's Tam Chacham. And this, feed this Ramah, even let's say he charges a different percentage, changing the checks, I think he's dropped more. Whatever it is, the Ramah says Tam Chacham goes first. L'chud is a chiv, the Tam Chacham goes over regular Yisrael. And why the Elam goes to spit to everyone and not to Menachem, not sure. Unless you want to say that he's not always around and the chiv is on the moichin, not on the lekeach, which Ramah says even lekeach himself should go from Tam Chacham first. Or the Ramah himself in the end of Seder Beis ends off saying even if there is no chiv to go from Tam Chacham first, however, still you make kind of mitzvah when you support the Tam Chacham, kind of mitzvah, a gisa b'yom of a laylo, you're helping a person to learn, or even if he's there giving it straight to him, straight out, you make kind of mitzvah of b'yisitvah, you're being mizdamik to Talmid Chachamim, you can learn from the Maisim, and by pragmatic you should be oisik with Talmid Chachamim. If you have a choice to buy from Yisrael or from a Talmid Chacham, l'chur, in business you should always go to the Talmid Chacham first. Sure, but again, the law is Talmid Chacham Yisrael, Talmid Chacham goes first. One out of mitzvah gives to buy, one out of voice it back. Oi, Talmid Chacham, you have to know why Smith has the right to do his money changing when he's there.
I mean that
the
Shalom Yisrael may want to call it from the Holy.
Once he makes panoshi, he closes the store. Huh? Once he makes Chavetz Chaim, that was his problem. He made it early, closed the store earlier, and once he makes panoshi, he went home and went to the store. Who says? You know? This is panoshi. This is that's what he's doing it for. He wouldn't do it otherwise, I think. He wouldn't do it otherwise. He doesn't. So that thing one it says a Mishnah Gittin that says it's a common like most of the Shalom that they show him that the coin goes first. It's a Mishnah of Samlech Aleph, I think. Fine, that's the second Yisoid. The third Yisoid is our posting in the Pasha that says we have a choice to buy from Yidon Logo. You bring down the apostles of Chisim Kumim Kalam Yisecho, Ekonomi Adam Yisecho. You bring down Rashi in the Torah's Koinim. They have a chiv to buy from Yisrael over a Goy. So see, first, he's not like the Torah Tumimah. Torah Tumimah says, Am Yisecho, Goyim Yisman Azeh, Anichlo Nam Yisecho. First of all, he says, clearly not the way. He argues in Torah Tumimah. This Ramah, he brought down Lalocha by the Chavetz Chaim. He brings it down, this Tshuva Ramah, Navas Chesed, in the Chelik Aleph Perkei. So it's not just the Ramah, it's Chavetz Chaim. Why did Kamal Poiskim afterwards bring it down? Besides in the Pasuk, the Chinuch says it, and the Ben Rechai says it, and others say it, but also the Achleim afterwards, Maram Shik, the Stechemin, Mishpat Shalom, Tshuva Zanogis, Be'a Moshe, Michas Yitzchot, Pitzchei Tshuva, Chassam Seifer, Pitzchei Choshin, all Pasuk, and they all bring down this Ramah Lalocha. It says, the Vadi had to buy from Yid over Goy. So they're all, no one brings down the Torah Tumimah, all the Nagoyis are the Torah Tumimah, the Vada, Bezmanazer, Goyim are not Nichol in Am Yisecho. Fine, that's where Ramah starts off saying. Then he says, now, when do we say this din, you have to buy from Yisrael over a Goy? When? If a Yisrael is selling it for $100, and a Goy is selling it for $100, so he says, fine, we understand, buy from Yisrael over a Goy. Let's say the Goy is selling it for $95, it's cheaper. Then I have to go buy from Yisrael. I'm losing money. Do I have to, even by a hefset, I have to go buy from a Yisrael over a Goy? I'm losing money. So this is what's the game. Most of the time, people lose money when they go buy from Jewish stores over the big supermarkets, which is usually owned by Goyim. So he says, first of all, Avadi, you do have to be the Gemara about Metzia, the Fine Aleph. You mentioned beforehand that when you have a choice of lending money, the Pasuk says, in Kesef Talva Es Ami, when you lend money, you have to lend to Ami to a Yid over a Goy. You have to lend money to Yid over a Goy. The Gemara says, Pashut, of course, you have a choice to lend money to Yisrael or Goy, or Vadi lend money to Yisrael. The Gemara answers, you have to lend money to Yisrael b'chinom and not to Goy b'ribis. That means you have a choice of gaining money from a Yid, from a Goy, or just getting money back from Yisrael. The law is Yisrael b'chinom goes over Goy b'ribis. So we see over here, says Ramah, we see over here, that even losing money, a Yisrael goes first over a Goy. So I'm not sure also that when people come to borrow money from you, and you have money in, let's say, in the bank, and you, a bank invites them, you're lending money to a Goy, and you're getting 2%, 5%, your CD, 6%, whatever you're getting, and before you start asking to borrow money from you, or the Gemach, and they need money to lend that money, before you have a Chiv, to lend the money to Yisrael, and take your money out of the bank. I'm not sure why the Elam seems to leave the money in the bank and don't lend it to Yisrael. Unless maybe you say it's already put there already, I'm not sure the Chilik is. Fine, so that's one Makai that we see, that even the Hefzid applies, that you have to go to Yisrael over a Goy. So then, well, maybe...
No.
Once you
keep
it safe, so when I
get it
okay, fine. Now I come and ask, can I borrow $10,000? You give it to me? Well, give it to the Gemach, it's safe also. Give it to the Gemach and Yeshiva. They give it back to you within 2 days, guaranteed. Yeah, well, it has hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? It's safe, very safe. Better than the bank. Get a mitzvah for it. So you can take your money, $10,000, and give it to the Gemach. The Olam seems to do, some do give some to the Gemach. I don't know anyone who gives it all to the Gemach.
You're saying that it was wrong?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying maybe, it's, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe ask about. I don't know. The market, the putting in the market might be different, because that's not exactly giving it for ribbis, that's business itself. I think that's different. I'm not sure also. You shouldn't, it's a mitzvah to lend a guy for ribbis, spend a shkoy. One of us has a mitzvah, and one of us says you shouldn't do it. The shell, what the Maram Mipad of a God in Peke and Hilchas Mulva Loiva is Michal, which type of guy we're talking about, a mitzvah, Yishmol, or even Vodazar, what's Michal between which guy we're talking about? But,
when you're gaining money,
see,
you're losing money.
If you put a Gemach, you don't lose money, you get money back.
And the
so you want Michal between buying from a guy and from Rivis. So the Maram himself is your question. He says, maybe there's a difference between Rivis. Rivis is, you're not gaining money, so then you sold those first. But here you're going to lose money. Who says maybe you sold the Gemara first? Not much your cash asks. So he has a third Gemara, a different Gemara. The Gemara says in Psachim Dachkof Alpha Beis, or the Gemara Vodazara Dachkof, that the Pasuk says, Kol Nevela Leger Sheba Sherefet Titnenu Ba'achla Imachla Nachri. The Pasuk says it's a Ger you should give a Nevela or sell to a Goy. So why does it say a Ger you should give a Nevela or sell to a Goy? So Meir says it means you have a choice to give it to a Ger Toshiv a Nevela or to sell to a Goy. The Ger Toshiv goes first. And then you're taking your meat, which has value, and giving it away. That's the Mamash Ha'af Sittah. The Behuda over there argues and says, you don't need a Pasuk, that's Pashut. The Behuda says that's Pashut, we don't even need a Pasuk for that. Everyone agrees that dinner is a Ger goes first before a Ger goes before a Goy. Even my Ha'af Sittah, the Shal is it Pashut or do you need a Pasuk for it?
What's the reason why? Is it after a Ger or is it after
Yisrael? That's so we call Shkei Yisrael. That's all the Pasuk coming down. Is it get? Why should she get Toisha better than the Stam Yisrael? It's a get Toisha, not a get Tzedek. Get Toisha. So the guy can't eat in the Velo, right? The get Toisha. Keep Zayin Mitzvah. He's cheating better than Yisrael. She says Yama, but we pass in, that's like a Buddha with Pasha, you don't need any Pasuk. So for who went in here? Kolshkein. The Pasuk is, come tell you, when you sell to Yisrael, to a guy, you'll buy from Yisrael and a guy. The who even may have said, if it's even, we don't need a Pasuk, it's Pasha. And the mind must be when there's a Hefsid, and when there's a Hefsid, Yisrael goes over a guy. That's three times. So the Pasha is, the Ramah saying is a chiv gomer by a hefsid to buy from Yisrael of a goy. That's how Kamal Mephoshim explain this Ramah, the Minchas Yitzchok, Hakir Leib, Shom Mitzvah Balocha, Padis Yosef, Seichemen, Ram Shik, Chubas Anon, this all bring down this Ramah, Larak Leib Haskel, like him, but also the Ramah clearly holds that even by a hefsid, you have a chiv to buy from Yisrael over a goy. Chiv Mamish, that's what Ramah holds. Either way, when I say Mechas Alekech, no chalek. Whether you're selling it to Yisrael or to a Goy and he's going to offer a higher price, or whether you're buying from Yisrael or Goy and the Goy is offering a cheaper price. Either way, the pasuk is the same pasuk, same words. So the Amor, again, Pash the Amor and the Kamal Farshim say clearly the Amor holds even my Hefsid mood is a Chiv to buy from Yisrael or a Goy, or to sell to Yisrael or a Goy. However, there's a shadow, there's a Gemara about the Kamal. And after Kufi Dalad Amar Aleph, the Gemara says that let's say I own the house and the Yisrael next to me owns the house. So the din is, if I want to sell the house, so I can't sell it to a guy. Because I sell it to a guy, I'm putting an ayah, a line on his border, and it's going to be mazikim. So Tosis over there says, the Rosh over there says, that's tafka when Yisrael and a guy want to buy for the equal price. You have a Yisrael can buy it and a guy can buy it. However, it's like the Tosis and the Rosh, but let's say there's a difference in price at all. That the Yisrael wants to buy less than the goy, the loch is a goy goes for, or you can sell it to goy, no problem. Now Misham Tilei and Smoter. That's what Tosin the Rosh says. And that's also as Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufayin Hay, this halacha, Mechaba, the Amor, Kufayin Hay, Zip, the Mal of Paskins, that the only time you have to sell to Yisrael over goy a house, the Vemetzra is only when it's even. When the Yisrael is offering less, any Chanam you can sell to a goy. Likewise, halacha, no chokum on the page. No one argues. Between Tam Chacham and Yisrael, no, because you won't. The Gemara said you put him in the Chayim because he sold to a guy who's Mazikim. For Yisrael, you won't put him in the Chayim because Yisrael between Tam Chacham and Yisrael, Yisrael won't be Mazikim. The Chayim Yisrael won't put on. Maybe you should sell to Tam Chacham Stam, he's Tam Chacham. But that's the Gemara's case of putting him in the Chayim. Then about that. So this is what I'm showing off on the page, that by selling something, a house, rather you can sell it to a guy if he's offering a higher price, because that's the value of the house. And l'chur, the price can be asked, l'chur, to pella. What did Amar do? So the Masham, that's Torah, he read his cash, and he said, tzorach in gadol under Amar. The Chassam Sofer quotes Amar, he also tzorachin, the Chassam Sofer, how can they all say this thing? They pass in one way by sell buying from you, sell buying, even if you lose the money. Yet, on a house, he says, a soul can sell to goy if it has a higher price. So, come for Shem Yisrael Shailo. So the Chofetz Chaim says, now it's chesed to answer this kashi, he's mechadus the chiddush, and says in Shittus HaRama, he says, this whole din, that you have to buy or sell to your soul over goy, even by a hefzid, that is dafka, it's only to mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. This whole Ramah that says that you should buy the Maram and Padova over the goy, it's only to mitzvah, not a chiyuv, it's motive, it's better to. I mean, it makes this whole thing much, much easier. Not like all the person would say, it's a chiyuv mamash, you have to. It only means it's a mitzvah. If you want, you can. If not, you don't have to. So beyond, it's again, the whole mitzvah, when Shabbat Shafar, it's a chiyuv. When it's a hefzid, it's only a mitzvah. That's what Chofetz Chaim says. Which Lalacha, the Be'er Moshe argues, and the Debatin argues, and the Minchas Yitzchak, the Chalikim, he argues, he says, clearly it's a chiyuv mamash to go by even by hefzid from your soul over a guy. Not like the Chofetz Chaim. So now we have to now he's asking Shaila, how much is a hefzid? Right, the difference is there. Is a hefzid mu'ad, hefzid mu'ba. The case settled for in the beginning of Shia was a 1,700 shekel difference, the price. That was what happened to the person. What is the chilek? How much is the hefzid are we talking about? So then again, the place can say that the pashas is really all different. The place can say that Amal holds even the hefzid mu'ba. There's no difference across the board. You always have to buy from your soul over a koi. Again, Kamal Poskim say that way in the Ramah. The Chazitra by Moshe, all one say, all the Echlein, Chassam Sofer, all say, is Mamash, even by Hefz Mubah, they have a Chiv from Yidav Ogoi. Come along again, the Chavetz Chaim says the second Chiddush, Navis Chesed Perakei, and this whole din, buying for your soul of Ogoi, by Hefz Mubah, which is a mitzvah. However, when there's Hefz Mubah, it says, borrow a Poshit, with no Makor, a Vadi, no Indian at all, to buy from your soul of Ogoi. Borrow a Poshit. Borrow a Poshit. He has no makor for it. The amalachu is not that way, and all the paiskim seem to say that amalachu is not that way. But that's what he says. Borer poshup li makor the vada. So according to Chofetz Chaim, the three gedarim. When it's shava shava chiv. When it's a hefzid mu'ud, it's a mitzvah. When it's hefzid mu'uba, there's no inyan at all. That's Chofetz Chaim shita. All the paiskim seem to hold when shava shava is a chiv and hefzid mu'ud is also a chiv. Hefzid mu'uba, they say yishlach. It could be samech on the tashpatz who argues the amal. They won't say tashpatz argues. But what? Yeah, the Lashon and the Minchas Yisrael, Yisrael me listen like. What do you stand up on? Chofetz Chaim is no mitzvah at all when it has to move on. Nothing. It's cool. How
does it move in ratio with the price?
Then, that's next Shiloh. But first, that's the Gedar. That's together. According to Chofetz Chaim, this is the Shabbat Shabbat is Chiv, Hefzid, Ruba is nothing, and Hefzid Mu'ud is a mitzvah. All the place can argue. Chofetz Chaim, now, next Shiloh, what you're saying, Baruch, is what is a Hefzid Mu'ud and what's a Hefzid Mu'ud? So, in different places, we see different things. Lamasha by Rivis, by Rivis, the loch is you have to lend to your soul over a guy. So the Chofetz Chaim brings down a loch, machloik is if dafke hefzid mu'uba or hefzid mu'ud. He brings down both days. There he says two shritas. He's not machuya. How much is a hefzid mu'ud by Rivis? So the Daikat Shuvah and Simon Kuflin test, he says a hefzid mu'ud is a pruta, and more than that is a hefzid mu'uba. A pruta, which is Yamangas Eter. That's the Daikat Shuvah's getter. But Isser Heter, the Piskei Choshen, Piskei Tshuva, and Simon Laman Aleph says, what is the difference between the Hefzim Ruba and Hefzim Mu'ud? He said, some say you're Shtus, a sixth, which is a different price. They bring down a third sheet over there. Some say they get it as a fee. Eish Vazman, depends who you are. Oni, Osh, it depends what you're buying, depends what it is. That's the Pashas, you were saying. That, you know, you buy a car at $1,000, another $10, no big deal. If you buy something for $10, pay $20, that's Hefzim Ruba. Depends upon what the value is. And a fourth shita, the Rav Shavu and Tshuva and some Kufa and Gimel, he wants to say the get is a shlish, a third. So we have four shitas. We have either a shlish, a shish, a pruto, or a fi eis vazman. Whatever the heart understands. This is what considered a hefzid mu'ud. Anything not that way is hefzid mu'ud. How do we paskin? So the paskin, they bring down different shitas. On this case, buying from Yisrael over Koi. The Minchas Yisrael says he's not sure. He began all the shitas. Masopik doesn't know. The Be'er Moshe wants to say Leib Lahavin. Give over to the Rav. Paisik. And he'll help judge each case. Which I think it's always that way. But Yisrael had to, the Paisik seem to say, depends. no, let's judge each case by itself. It seems to be the psak. Again, they ask your local law, but that seems to be the psak. So four different sheets. In the 1930s, the Histadrut was around then. The same ones who were making, I think they made a strike today again, or the ones who made a problem last week, the unions, Histadrut. And it seemed that then they were going on strike and making problems, that they wanted only the people to hire Jewish workers and not Arab workers. Only hire Jewish and not Arab workers. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, he writes a tshuva to them, to the Poilei Gush Yisrael, the workers of Gush Yisrael, and he has to print it in the newspapers, his tshuva. But if you, the unions are allowed to go on strike, or they're allowed to do what they're doing, or is it also? It's not so first that you are now force any other person to do anything that's not a chiv in the Torah. To force person, the mom, this is also gomer, to make people, to shut down airports that people are stuck in other countries for a week or two, that's also. You now force people to do things, that's also gomer. You can't come in. No, charge, make them do more money. If an airport wants to land, they won't let you. I mean, it's one thing if I don't work. So the unions didn't let you. It's not the country. You're forcing them to do something. He says you can't force. If I want, I don't have to work. But if you hold him back, I'm not allowed to. That's what I think you understand. That's what he means in the shul.
Why did you shul?
I have no right to force a person to do something. He has the right to do whatever he wants. No, the union went strike. It depends how you do it. If I'm not working, fine. But they won't let anyone else work there. If they see you, they won't let anyone else do anything. They either picket, put a wall, they're not letting any people in. They won't let anyone break the union. To not let people break the picket line is, he says, against Allah. Not allowed to. That's it. He starts off. It's a tshuva printed in the Kovitz Mamorim about Godus, the new Kovitz Mamorim. And this it's printed in 1934. That against these, the statute, what they're doing first of all is wrong. They can't have the unions. Roy, he says, Stam the statute, he writes against them. They're coming to make a Klal Yisrael. They want to make a new Judaism. Stam they're wrong. Roy, he says, you tell me to hire a Jewish worker over Arab workers, that's a mitzvah. That you have a right to, right? We buy it over Yisrael. So he says, first of all, if they have some Ruba, which he says, if they have some Ruba, there's no mitzvah at all. Roy, even if it's only have some Muad, it brings a Chavetz Chaim, it's a mitzvah ba'amot, it's mutav, there's no chiv at all. He says, my Rebbe says so. The Lashon is, mi kamayu moyer asher tomet dvashim emes bepiv. My Rebbe, his emes bepiv, his words are always emes. It's only a mitzvah ba'amot, how can he force them? A vadi can't force. You have no right to do what you're doing, and you can't force people to hire Jewish workers over Arab workers.
Why forcing?
Yeah, but if you don't let it, let's say Arab starts working, you block them going to their job, or you don't let them do what they want to do. I think I understand he's saying that's also. Because now you're stopping someone else doing what he wants to do. Now you have no right. Only force the person to Torah mitzvahs. You can't force the person to follow your momentous. Or even any mitzvah you can force. Only chiyuvim you can force. So what about someone who's not sure of Torah mitzvahs? Is he nichol amisecho? So it says Rav Chanan over there also the same thing, that void the worker, the public good to Yisrael, was lav dafka shem Torah mitzvahs. They're ear fires. People were mechal shabbos. They were Yidim, but they weren't Am Shayed Chabot Torah Mitzvahs, and that with Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore that this whole din, the Yid from Yidov Goy, only applies from Yidin, and does not apply to Fry Yidin. This din of saying it only applies from Yidin, not to Fry Yidin, also complex. We say that Chassam Sofer and Shuva said the same thing. The Rabbi Shavu and Shuva, the Ben Moshe says it. The Minchas Yitzchak all say this din, buying from a soul of a Yid, it means Nafka a from Yid, not a Fry Yid, meaning Sifrim a Shem Torah Mitzvahs. First, in a Shem Torah Mitzvahs, you had to buy from your Shem Torah Mitzvahs first. And Sai, the case of a Friar versus a Goy, there's no inning to buy from Friar over a Goy. They both go in both cases. The whole inning doesn't apply. Even though if you look at the Chavetz Chaim in Bialocha, Simon Tafer Eshches, he seems to be Mesubak by Mumul to Avon, is Nichla Misecha not. But this case, the place can write clearly, even Mumul to Avon, he's not Nichla Misecha. Fine. Another case, which the Olam was talking about beforehand, what about Tircha? A lot of times, the prices can be the same prices, but one's a mile away, and one's right here, and the guy's right here, and all the yids, and the yids far away. Is tircha nichol get of shav b'shava, or is tircha nichol that have some wood? I'm losing something. It's about this tircha. Me nichol that have some wood, which is only mitzvah ba'alma. So Ram Shik says, passing that a tircha is nichol shav b'shava, is chiyah mamish. You have no head to saying it's far away for me to go there. That's the Debatina Bamotion in the Chelet Beis Paskins, the Masham passing away, and the Pitzke Choshim Abloi Paskins, he quotes the Chavetz Chaim, and the Oidi Paskins also like this, that still this is Nichol Shava Shava, and you have a Chiv to go, be Matriach itself, go by from a Yid over a Goy. There's absolutely no difference. What about a person. Yeah, so Rav Shtumlach and Chivu and Chelek Aleph, he wants to, he's not to be Masopik, maybe means a mil, could be by Davin means a mil, he's 12 mil, he says certainly more than that, he's not sure. But he wants, he's not sure, I ain't sure, he starts claiming what the get of Cherech is. Let's say maybe mil. Mil batsim is 22 minutes, which by driving. 22 minutes. Chavos Chaim passes mil 22 minutes. Ramon passes 18 minutes. But Chavos Chaim 22, 24 minutes. But he passes 24 minutes, means even by driving should be 24 minutes.
And like
we said before,
you have to buy it from
the living,
it's much more expensive.
The Ramon, but the Chavos Chaim is taller. Chavos Chaim is much more expensive. It's cool. So back other case, we'll see other cases. But this is the getter by, let's say the store is closed. One store is open, one store is closed. I can get it right now. So the Kodesh Naroi, Rav Kohen, he says that a posh, everyone agrees, where the Shabbat Shabbat, not Shabbat Shabbat, Vada can buy from a guy over here. 7-Eleven is open 24 hours, and you know my call it isn't. So Vada go buy for, you know, because you have no option. That a Vada is not, it's not in front of you. That a Vada can buy from a guy. Maybe be some device for Chumrah, I don't know.
No, I'm saying Yashur,
not the Shabbat and Zechir, you're saying. Look at Shabbat Shabbat and Zechir, so you're saying it's over the device.
Check it out.
Give a phone call, I don't know. Another case is, let's say you own a company, you're a merchant, or brother-in-law, you own a company that builds things. So you can hire either Arab workers, we can hire Jewish workers. Jewish workers want more money. So, but the only profit that you get is the difference how much you can get the workers for a cheap amount of money. So we're not talking about stop, I have a choice to buy this for one price, this for another price. I have a livelihood, and if I hire people with more expenses, I lose money, I lose out my panosa. No, let's say Rosh Hashanah mitzvah. No, is there any mitzvah in at all, or is any, or let's, is there mitzvah at all according to Chavetz Chaim? Again, the Maram Shik and all the price coming down. When it's talking about a merchant, then this is his business, his panosa. Then the chayecha kaidim. Then avada. There's no all these people who are kaplans who have workers. The yeshiva had workers building the Arab building. Even for the Chavetz Chaim, even if they have some more, there's no union to get a yid or a goy because their whole profit of the kaplan is the difference in price between the workers and what they get. And then any merchant who buys any things from any company, about it, he can buy from a yid, can buy from a goy, if it, even if there's a drop difference. The Rav Shik says it, the Pesach Choshen, Mishpat Shalom, Be'am Moshe also. So also the Chavetz Chaim says the same thing, by Ribbis, in the Parakein, the Chalgalaf, he brings down that Aguda that says, if your Parnosa is from Ribbis, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Ikka Parnosa is from Ribbis. So that means that if that's how you live. Other price can bring down the panosas from your business. That means that one in the market you live off a little bit, but then your ikapan also can make a loss. But Chavetz Chaim's words are quoting that good, a dark of the ikapan also from your business, then you can go give to a guy over a yid. That's panos. This is my chayecha koyden panosas first. That's what Rav Shik says. And price can bring down. Why doesn't he?
No, you said it's not time, it's not the school.
He did that, right. But he, that's what it's not
perfect. He wasn't the stage of Panos.
Oh yeah, but he didn't have much of Panos.
That's, yeah. Panos, you can make as much as a tshuva in Chelukha has said, a Panos person can make as much money as he wants. No, it's a bit of Torah, you can do whatever you want. Why be rich? You can be rich, no one's saying that. What other case in Nichlo from buying a solo for a guy? So it's not that good just buying and selling the Chavetz Chaim Ma'aseh. He says everything, whether it's hiring a person to do work for you, whether it's hiring his car, whether it's renting, selling, means anything. Lav dafka was buying and selling, it implies everything. We'll just go through different cases. Let's say, first you have an Arab taxi driver or a Shomer Torah Mitzvah taxi driver. Who should you use? So, again, according to Chavetz Chaim, even if they have some more to the mitzvah, to use a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. Even though the Arabs feel always cheaper, they should always use Shomer Torah Mitzvah. Let's say half the time you get a fire person, who there's no need to use a fire over an Arab. Unless Damazo, you shouldn't be helping out the Arabs. Let's say go on the airplanes. Let's say Alal is owned by some person, I don't think it is, but Alal is $300 more expensive than any other ticket. According to Chavetz Chaim, there's no Indian at all to buy a ticket from Alal over any other company, and according to other price, can you show me in this month? I don't know, a tower or a tower around. I don't know what's around, but the same Indian.
What's called on, like, let's say,
So then he's getting money. Lechora, he's getting money out of it. So, but when I own stock, usually doesn't make a difference. Usually, I don't own the stock really. I don't own the company. I get the money and they're making business with my money. I'm not owning it. No, but first, the amount that you buy usually won't make a difference to every person. Like Walmart, what you buy is not going to make a difference to the guy who owns stock in Walmart. No, so every person, there's no khiv, there's no Indian. That's Aleph. You're giving them and they do whatever they want the money. You don't really own it. Because, for example, the Rashba says they can sell Yisurim or they can own Chomis. Why? Because you don't really own it. Because you can't walk into Walmart and say, give me something, it's my company. They'll laugh you out, right? Go to McDonald's and say, give me something because I bought stock at McDonald's. That was laughing in your face. What? But still, but you don't own anything. The Rashba says that the Dinah Weiss and give to the mouth and down. The ghetto is, can I walk into something and say, give me something? I have real ownership. You don't have real ownership. You don't have real ownership. You have no ownership. There's no list of comments, he says. There's no real list.
If you have enough stocks,
you'll be able to. If you have enough stocks, they're going to be owned by you. When you can walk in and they have to deal with you. That's what the ghetto the Rashba says. When they have to deal with you. You can vote, but it's meaningless. Again, you work in the company, who are you? Fine. Another case, of course, is, at least in the Flatbush, and again, you can go to the top of the world, give your shirt to the Jewish cleaner, give it to the chink. It has some wood. Hashim has some wood. You can argue with that. It's a mitzvah. Some place is a chiv, but you'd have to give it to a kosher cleaners to do your clothing and not to. So let's say they do a different job. Let's say you can buy one thing from a Jewish store and a Goy store. You can buy a schayer, different type of schayer, same thing, but one's less of a value, or even more so. Let's say you can what?
It's different. You want other items. So
the different items. Let's say the same exact item, except one gives a warranty, and one doesn't. Or top of the whiz, they'll return it back. Or the whiz gives it back in 30 days, and your duties won't take it back in 30 days. Okay, then. Do you have a right to go buy from the Wiz over a film store? So he brings down this case, the shadow there, specifically about if you have either insurance on it or whatever, Stam can return in 30 days. And he says it depends why you're buying it. If Stam, you'd buy either one for this price, except it's free, so I might as well go to the Wiz. And he says, no, that's awesome. Because you're not really buying that object. But let's say you map it, you want the warranty, or you want this shirt to be done this way, or you want this specific style, the Nevada, you're not getting the same object. Not getting the same object. The Nevada, they can buy from a guy over here, even when it's shovel. Because you want this object, and you can't get it by this soul. You have to know why you're doing it for. Most times, the warranty, you don't care about just having to get it before, or in 30 days, you want returning it, usually don't care. So then, you cannot go to a guy over here. That's what he wants to tie up. If so, luckily they take advantage because they sell to Yid more than a guy specifically, then there's also. But they don't take advantage, they sell to everyone the same price. Just different stores, talk differently.
No,
don't
take advantage. They're not always going to get
something. They're always going to get something. Again, Hefsim Mort. No, Hefsim Mort. There's no mitzvah, but I don't think they're taking advantage usually. I don't think they're really taking advantage. Because they're small stores. Small stores always sell.
You don't know if the store is owned by Yid. No, it's owned by Yid.
So then maybe it's Nechel Nigdom or somebody likes Lechom or somebody Lechom. It could be Mekel. We have to put this in the right, so we have to map.
If you know one of these figures that pull up from Yeshiva.
Yeshiva? I have no idea what any of them are. But what's the guy, even the guy in the block? Who owns it? I don't know. The best thing is in Mavar. The guy is from a Yid, you go put up a sign, I'm from a Yid, you can't go to the other guys. That's what you should do. You should advertise that way. Now, it used to be owned by Zax, but Zax sold it years ago, right? I don't know who owns it now. The guy by Yeshiva used to be owned by Zax. I don't know who owns it now. The cleaners by the Yeshiva. Yeah. Fine. The Ramah and Shubi ends up with a fourth Yisoid that he says when you have to buy from, again we mentioned three Yisoidis, one is outside of school, second Yisoid is that Hamachot will be Yisrael, third Yisoid is Yisrael over Goy, the fourth Yisoid he says when you have a safe in your house, bring down the Gemara Ksubis, that if you test on Beis, Atishkin Balecha Avlo, you now have in your house a stumbling block. The Gemara Ksubis, Dash is meaning you can't have a safer Shainim Hugo, a safer that has mistakes you cannot have in your house. Put down in the Yodaya, Simon Rishayin test, they can't have any, not only safe, Tayyar Namah says that any safer that makes mistakes you can have in your house. And they're going over this, says even a Gemara that has mistakes in it, you can't have. Therefore, says Ramah, the new Rambam has no mistakes, the old Rambam has mistakes. If I have to buy the new Rambams, so come down, let's make an afkamina. No, the new Torahs, let's say. The new Torahs has no mistakes. The old Torahs, everyone has tons of mistakes. You can argue, say, there's no mistakes for Halacha. I'll give you a mashal, there's a mistake for Halacha, where they pass and based upon it. The Het Mechira by Shvius, they sell it to Arabs. So one Makos, a cook writes in Tshuva, what's the reason we sell it to an Arab? Because he says, he quotes the Bach in Kosh Mishko, Timuresh Mem Tes, the whole is of Lois Chavim, he can't sell to a Goy, it's only to Ovid of Adzara and Yishmaelim as Mutter. And therefore, he brings down the Yishmaelim last sell Eretz Yisrael, and even no Isser of Het Mechira.
You have
destroyed
all
the Torah. Alright. What?
You
have to get on the search. So, that's the old Torah. And he's some kind of halacha. And Abraham brings down this Bach, the old Poskim. Look at the new Torah. New Torah says the Bach words, the sentence changed it. And the Bach's real words were, "Don't tell me all the Arabs last out to a violent, even to the Arabs, the Issa Lois Achonim." Like with the Shachar, this says clearly as Pashit and Beis Yosef. And all the old prints say clearly it's also gone with even Lois Achonim to a guy. So they were some kind of old Torah, which is a mistake of halacha, which they had to be here. It's one of the main reasons they're makel on the Bach. And the Chor doesn't apply this mindset. If Cook would have known it, who knows who would have been makel. So, now, what to do with it? So, you can argue and say the whole issa having in your house is what can lead to mistake l'alacha. No one today is going to be semi on the old Torahs. They, whenever they see something that looks a little strange, look at the new Torahs anyway. Well, anyone certainly writing the same l'alacha certainly won't be semi on the old Torahs. They'll certainly take out the new Torahs. So, you can argue and say it doesn't apply. Well, same thing with the Rambam. They don't even be semi on these things anymore. They always look at the newest safe around. Kenzan, there's a reason we make it for that reason. If you can keep it. Kenzan, let's go up, not sure.
Keep it, sure.
No, you can look, but if you see something that is wishy-washy, then you can look in the Torahs, especially, or coming to Paskin, you can learn from it, but don't Paskin from
then
it.
When you're coming to so
again, it has to move on this case. Same thing, new Torahs also a big difference in price. So the Goyim says, I feel the Gemara's. Again, but if the reason is can make a mistake in Pesach, I don't know anyone can make a mistake in Pesach in the Gemara's Paskin without having the truth in the Paskin. That's the reason, you can have an Avlok to make a mistake, it's the Heter. We all pass from this man as ever. The Goyin said that Afilah Gemara. It could be the Goyin was passing from Gemara. He said the word Afilah Gemara. I don't know. Not sure what exactly the gather is. I just say, Sukkum. First we had four Yisaitis in the Ramah. The Ramah says again, Asav is Kvul. It's also when Tabari Ezekiel or Kuli Alma. When to buy from a Tam Chochum of Yisrael, there's a Chiv of Tam Chochum of Yisrael. A Yisrael and a Goy, he had to buy from Yisrael over a Goy. And a fourth side is when a Sefer Shem Mahuga you can't have in your house. That's four sides. Mentioned already also four Kedimas, four times you have to go for one person over another. One is Tam Chacham goes over Yisrael. A second is Yisrael goes over Goy by Ribbis. How much Ribbis? So the Chavos Chaim says, if you bring down today, say have some Ribbis, say have some Muat. Thirteen is that a Ger goes over a Goy, that's even by a Hefsid, shows how much of a Hefsid. A Ger Toshi goes over a Goy. And the fourth thing is that Yisrael goes over Goy in Kedimus. How much is Macholi Zapoishkim, the Chavetz Chaim learned, when Shavah v'Shavah, then it's a Chiv, when it's Hefzim Mu'at, then it's, if it's Hefzim Mu'at, then it's a Mitzvah, and Hefzim Mu'at is not in it at all. Other Poishkim, Be'er Moshe, and David Sino, and Dain Weissman, Chas Yitzchak, say when it's Hefzim Mu'at, it's a Chiv Mamish. Also, there are four Shitas of what the level of Hefzim Mu'at and Hefzim Mu'at is. Either it's a shtus or a shlush or a pruto, or it depends how much, it gives a label often. Just to end off, that when we see from the Gemara is that when it's Shavah Shavah, the Gemara says by Ribbis is partially Yisrael goes first, or by Yeger, it's partially Yisrael goes first, Vadi goes first. Why is it partial? Why is it so partial? So Vadi, you think about it, let's say you have to lend money to your brother, or to some stranger. Of course, Korah Kaidim, of course your brother goes first. The person is Margish and stands, they call Yisrael, Ravens, they were all brothers, Achidim and Yisrael. And especially now, time is Sphere, we should work a bit on the Chavayos, and be Margish, that each person we care for, and each one, every person is a brother. Of course, you have a choice, a Goy or your brother, a Vadi brother goes first. It's something that we should work on. The Gemara says, Parshat, a Vadi not only Pasuk in the Torah, a Vadi Yisrael goes first. The only Pasuk you need is for a Hefzid. So Vadi, we should be trying to be ingrained this Indian, this concept, this Parshat, and the Chanami, that Yisrael is a Achinu, and we should treat him that way.